Hello, this is Lexi Basic, and today we are going to be discussing the podcast Up and Vanished about Tara Grinstead, who went missing over 10 years ago. The big question for today is, what should happen next? I believe that Ryan Duke and Beau Dukes should be sentenced to life in prison. As we all know, Ryan Duke murdered Tara, and Beau was an accessory to the murder, meaning he had helped. In episode 1, after Tara went missing, her room was clean, neat, but they did find signs of struggle. The lamp and necklace were broken. The broken necklace was under the bed, which makes it even more suspicious, and there was a latex glove on the front yard. All of these things show signs of struggle, meaning that Ryan Duke did actually lead Tara to a painful death. Now in episode 13, we figure out that Beau Dukes confesses about what happened to Tara. Ryan Duke is then arrested for the murder of Tara, and Beau Dukes is arrested for being an accessory. This being said means that they have led this case unsolved for 10 years, over 10 years. Beau and Ryan have caused suffering for Tara's loved ones for over 10 years. Tara's friends and family may have been holding on to the hope that she was alive for over 10 years. And that right there just is another reason for me to believe that they should be sentenced to life in prison. Then we move on to episode 14, and the pecan orchard is brought up. According to the podcast, Ryan Dukes strangled Tara to death. He then took Beau's truck, put Tara in the back of it, and drove it to the pecan orchard. Ryan brought Beau Duke into it, showed him Tara's body, and Ryan and Beau then burned Tara's body for 2 whole days. Now, that's pretty sickening to me. By now, I think we can all tell that these guys are just not good guys. And in episode 15, when we go into Beau Duke's background, according to Payne Lindsay, he is charged with a DUI, he was scammed the army, he was then put in prison in 2017 for raping a woman and holding her at knife point after being let on parole. Ryan Duke sent an inappropriate email to a teacher. There are many things that these two men have done that show that they are just not good people. As we get to the end of this podcast, I just want to quickly discuss some of the things that I potentially thought could have solved the case way faster. So in episode 1916, we often talk about the latex glove that was found in Tara's front yard the day she went missing. Some people were certain it was blue, some people were certain it was white. In episode 16, a female source came out saying that a neighbor was walking his dog on the same day she was found missing, and on the walk, he had found another glove that he had given to the cop. Now, in my opinion, if the police were given another glove, they could have focused more on the gloves. They could have tested both of them and possibly figured out if it had something to do with Tara's disappearance, and if it did, it could have solved the case much faster. Another thing I found suspicious was that in episode 1 and episode 16, we talk about the lamp, the necklace. In episode 16, Maurice says that the lamp had to have been broken with 2 hands and that the necklace had to have been forcibly removed and that there was also a broken fingernail on the floor. If the police had paid more attention to the inside of the house, they would have figured out that there was struggle, they could have maybe found fingerprints, and they also could have paid more attention to that fingernail. If it was a fake nail that a girl wears, then they could have definitely figured out that it was struggle by Tara, and if it was an actual fingernail, then it could have been tested for DNA. Those are all reasons that I believe that Ryan Duke and Beau Dukes should be sentenced to life in prison.